Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump spoke with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after Israel's military struck a church in Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Three people were killed and 10 were wounded, including the parish priest, when an Israeli shell slammed into the only Catholic church in the Gaza Strip. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about President Trump's response.
It was not a positive reaction. He called Prime Minister Netanyahu to address the strikes on that church in Gaza.
She said Netanyahu told the president it was a mistake to hit the church. The prime minister later released a statement saying Israel regrets the church strike. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Beef prices are on the rise amid drought, disease, and tariffs.
According to U.S. government data, the average price of a pound of ground beef rose to $6.12 in June, up nearly 12% from a year ago. The average price of all uncooked beef steaks rose 8% to $11.49 per pound. Beef prices have been steadily rising over the past 20 years because the supply of cattle remains tight while beef remains popular, and that's not likely to change anytime soon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump underwent medical testing for mild swelling in his legs and bruising on one of his hands. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says recent photos show bruising on the back of President Trump's hand.
This is consistent with minor soft tissue irritation from frequent handshaking and the use of aspirin, which is taken as part of a standard cardiovascular prevention regimen. This is a well-known and benign side effect of aspirin therapy.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 229 points, the Nasdaq rose 153. This is SRN News. The World Health Organization releases its abortion numbers.
73 million. That's how many abortions the WHO says took place all around the globe in 2024. 73 million is more than the population of the United Kingdom. It's more than the population of France and twice the population of Poland. The WHO also reports that 60% of unintended pregnancies result in abortion. Of course, the WHO itself is one of the biggest promoters of abortion on the planet, pressuring pro-life countries to change their laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal agency responsible for enforcing laws against workplace discrimination will allow some complaints filed by transgender workers to move forward, shifting course from earlier guidance that indefinitely stalled such cases. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says if new transgender worker complaints involve hiring, discharge, or promotion, they'll be investigated. This is SRN News. U.S. consumers picked up their spending last month.
The Commerce Department says retail sales increased by a better-than-expected 0.6% in June, after declining nearly 1% in May. And the increase was across the board. Sales in clothing and accessories, health and personal care, and restaurants all increased, as did online sales and sales for autos and automotive parts. Only department store sales and sales of electronics and appliances dropped. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The House has passed two bills intended to boost the legitimacy of the cryptocurrency industry with new regulations, as President Trump has pushed to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. One of the bills would regulate a type of cryptocurrency called stable coins. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.